weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 69. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows level off around 46. High temperatures reach up to 73. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The USDA has given Kansas $25 million to help repair the water issues across the state. The money also will help preserve the High Plains Aquifer, which is the largest and most economically important groundwater source in the state. This particular aquifer provides 70 to 80% of Kansas with water. Five women in Kansas City, Kansas, are filing a lawsuit saying that they're sexually assaulted or harassed by former detective Roger Golubsky. One of the reports say that he kidnapped and sexually assaulted a woman and a teenager between 1998 and 2002. In 2022, and he sexually assaulted them, along with being a part of a human trafficking ring between 96 and 98. A Kansas judge says that former NFL player Joseph Randall, who played for the Oklahoma State Cowboys and the Dallas Cowboys, is incompetent to stand trial. He is originally from Wichita and will be admitted to the Larned State Hospital as soon as a bed becomes available. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
The Kansas Supreme Court heard cases over two 2021 voting rights laws, and Attorney General Chris Kobach and the president of Loudlight, the plaintiffs in this case, David Hammett, sit on either side of the issue, and they both spoke with Cake News.
These two regulations are far more generous and liberal than those in other states, in particular the cure procedures, which go way beyond what other states provide.
So what the state is arguing, essentially, is Attorney General Kobach is arguing that the state really can do nearly whatever they want to burden the right to vote.
Officers in Wichita were learning about how to de-escalate situations with people with mental health issues. Sergeant Eric Guzman spoke with Cake News.
What these officers are learning on is mainly individuals that are armed with knives, bats, or just with their hands and fists, where they're suffering from some sort of crisis that may, you know, increase the potential of a volatile situation.
Chief Joe Sullivan spoke about it as well.
It's changing the culture of policing, changing the culture of the department, and recognizing the sanctity of human life.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Nebraska Indian Child Welfare Commission is celebrating a U.S. Supreme Court win at the Joslyn Castle. A lot of art was celebrated along with a silent auction, and the executive director of the program spoke with KSNB Local 4.
A lot of what we do is advocacy, education, and training, and bringing people together, making connections, making sure that families have the resources that they need.
The Grand Island Fire Department is celebrating a 35-year career by Tim Heimer, including Chief Corey Schmidt, who sung his praises to KSNB Local 4.
With Tim, I've always been able to call him up or talk to him and work on a problem, and we would find a great solution, typically because he would come up with a different way of looking at it. He's very innovative, very experienced, and a great instructor, great mentor, and an exceptional fire officer.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Grammy-nominated artist, performer, and songwriter Marcus King is coming to Newkirk.
Oh, give me that rock and roll.
Live at Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino, Saturday, December 2nd. Get tickets at the Seven Clans Players Club or sevenclans.com. Marcus King, live in concert December 2nd. At Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino in Newkirk.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
Burwell is Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week voted unanimously to approve a $100 a month cost of living raise, effective first of the year. Beginning January 1st, the county will pay employees on a semi-monthly basis. A resolution will be presented in the near future outlining holidays. Department head meeting was held. Treasurer is getting ready for 2023 tax collections to start. Preliminary letters have been mailed out to approximately 80 parcels that would qualify for a tax sale. Last working day for the county will be December 28th. Courthouse will be closed to the public December 29th to allow closeout. Commissioners approved hiring Jessica Boots as dispatcher in the Sheriff's Office and Jillian Perez as clerk in the Register of Deeds Office. Register of Deeds has also recommended hiring another full-time employee. The board took no action at this time. Public Works reported two retirements in November, Roy Youngeberg and Tony Joyce. New janitor Leon Prawley will start in November. County Councilor and Sheriff met to discuss drafting a resolution to address fees charged by local veterinarians when an animal is placed in their care due to incarceration of the owner. Washington County Health Director reported to commissioners COVID shots are no longer paid for by the government and will be charged to insurance. They're still doing health fair profiles, open Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 11:30 a.m. for the profiles. Nemaha County Attorney advised commissioners he would be sending letters to those with delinquent property taxes in anticipation of a future tax sale. The Nemaha County Sheriff inquired about health insurance rate increases, noting he may be losing staff due to changing costs expected. Work on the comprehensive plan was updated, with the consultant impressed with unanimous support of Planning Commission members. Tuesday is Election Day. Polling locations will be open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Marshall County voters will address a half-cent sales tax to fund the balance up to $9 million toward a new jail proposed, while Blue Rapids and Waterville residents also have another half-cent sales tax on the ballot toward general funds. This would be a continuation of a previous half-cent tax that funded Valley Heights football field and track improvements for the past 10 years, which was paid off in September. Other races include city and school board positions, including a contested race for mayor in Marysville, with Todd Fry challenging incumbent Jason Barnes. Ward 1 City Council has Chris Schrader challenging incumbent Parker Price. Blue Rapids Mayor Jerry Zarias is opposed by David Sain, and although Clayton Reed remains on the ballot, he has withdrawn. Three candidates are filed for two council positions. Frankfort and Waterville each have four candidates filed for three council positions. Vermilion Mayor James Wolsencroft is challenged by Russell Ogg Jr. A number of other city positions are uncontested. For Marysville USD 364 School Board, Paige Howard and Chance Hartner face off for position two. Jessica Jordan to Buster Schmitz, position 3, while Craig Harris challenges incumbent Michelle Reinhart for position 4. All voters may vote for all four positions. USD 498 Valley Heights has Corey Ekstrom challenging incumbent Michael Vermitten for position 2. Lucas Ripke and Janelle Bigham filed for position 3, and Darren Bigham and Scott Turber, position 7. Among contested races, Prairie Hills USD 113, position 5, and Shaughnessy will face incumbent Leslie Scobie. Polling locations include Marysville American Legion, Valley Heights Junior Senior High, Cigna Center in Frankfort, St. Malachy's Hall at Beatty, Axtell American Legion, and Summerfield Community Center.
In Washington, Terry Morse and Roxanne Schottel are running for mayor, with a write-in candidacy announced by Garrett Edgar, and three are filed for two council positions. USD 108, Washington County, will have three contestants for Position 3 School Board, with Kelsey Beichman, Jamie Cole, and Lindsay Hattisall. Bev Logis and Travis Heenick square off for Position 7, Hanover Barnes Lynn School Board. KNDY will have election results and coverage beginning in the 9 p.m. hour on Tuesday evening.
Multiple injuries were reported Sunday afternoon in Gage County, north of Holmesville. Six people were reportedly involved, with at least one ejected, another trapped beneath a pickup which had lost control, landing on its side in a nearby field. One person was airlifted from the scene along South 43rd Road. The identities of those involved was not immediately known. Wymore, Blue Springs, and Beatrice Fire and Rescue squads were called out shortly after 2:30 p.m. Sunday.
Dolores Wassenberg, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dolores Wassenberg. Samantha A. Ekstrom, 8-year-old daughter of Matthew and Brittany Ekstrom of Vermillion, passed away November 1st at Children's Mercy in Kansas City. Funeral service Saturday, November 11th, 10:30 at the Marysville Berean Church. Burial in the Salem Lutheran Cemetery south of Axtell. Axtell and her funeral home in charge of arrangements for Samantha Ekstrom.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Thad Argenbride with Performance Ag in Waterville, your Pioneer dealer. Our vision at Performance Ag is to deliver to you the very best in seed genetics from Pioneer, along with the best in service, which includes on-site seed treatment, direct delivery, and tender use. Call me, Thad Argenbride, at 785-313-3064 and find out why, with Pioneer from Performance Ag, you get more than a bag of seed.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Through at least the middle part of this work week, temperatures still looking to run well above average for this time of year, with highs by this afternoon in the upper 60s. And much the same story goes even into your Tuesday, so calling for highs to reach the lower 70s. But as a cold frontal boundary works in for the northwest on Wednesday, we'll start to ease back on those temperatures a bit, back in the mid-60s there for Wednesday. Not expecting any precipitation with that cold frontal passage, though. And then behind the front on Thursday, we'll ease back to some cooler-than-average conditions. Thursday, some lower 50s making a return for those afternoon high temperatures, and even dipping below that freezing mark in to Thursday night. Friday still looking to stay sunny and dry, with high temperatures seasonably cool into the middle to upper 50s, and likewise still expecting middle to upper 50s into your weekend. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early November 59, record high on this date 85, the average low 35, and the record low 11 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7 a.m., sunset this evening at 5:22. A short 20-hundredths of an inch rain Saturday at studios here in Marysville.
The weekend clock change still has many of us feeling a little out of sync. Would you believe your pets are coping with it as well? We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 6th, the 310th day of the year. Soldier and football player Pat Tillman was born on this day, and in 1947, Meet the Press made its television debut. Whether it's gaining or losing an hour, most of us need a day or two to adjust after a time change weekend. But few people consider that it might throw our pets off kilter, too. Of course, animals don't watch the clock, but they are creatures of habit, used to being fed, walked, and doing their business at routine intervals. If they're acting a little antsy today, that may be why. Next time the clocks change, help them ease into the new routine by shifting their schedule a few minutes each day for a week or so. That will probably make the adjustment a lot easier on you as well. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store have been sold, but all of their valued associates, including manager Jenny Swarthout, will remain. The new owners, along with Jenny, want the inventory lowered, so all excess inventory is 10% to 50% off, with smoking deals like reclining sofas and love seats at $488, dual reclining sectionals at $1199, and queen mattresses at $177. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of the used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
The Washington County, Kansas Sheriff's Office is currently accepting applications for full-time corrections officers. Base pay for this position is $16.72 an hour, with higher pay rates available based on previous experience in the corrections field. Excellent benefits package to include health insurance, life insurance, and generous paid time off policy. Must be 18 years old with no felony convictions, minimal of a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Please call their office at 785-325-2293, extension 2, or email to wcs2924@gmail.com for an application.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs were able to get the victory over the Miami Dolphins 21-14 in Frankfurt, Germany. Patrick Mahomes had 185 yards through the air as he went 20 for 30 and two touchdowns. The leading receiver on the day was the backup tight end Noah Gray with three catches for 34 yards. They held former Kansas City Chief Tyreek Hill to eight catches for 62 yards, which is on the low end for him, while Tua Tagovailoa had 193 yards through the air, which is a season low for him. Despite having a very quiet day with just three catches and 14 yards, Travis Kelce has become the all-time leader in receiving yards in Kansas City Chiefs history, by just 1 yard over former tight end Tony Gonzalez. Travis Kelce throughout his career has 10,941 yards. Chiefs will head into their bye week after their trip back to Kansas City from Frankfurt, Germany. But on the 20th of November, they will face the team that they played in the Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Biker's Edge Power Sports, Empire Tacos of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Wynn Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
The K-State Wildcats were not so lucky in their loss to the Texas Longhorns, but they did stretch the game to overtime, losing 33-30. They found themselves down at halftime 17-7, but rallied back with 16 points in the fourth quarter, but a late field goal put the Texas Longhorns over the top. Will Howard played the majority of the game after the two-quarterback system over the last few weeks. He had 327 yards through the air with four touchdowns and an interception. Avery Johnson's play was limited to one pass attempt and run rush attempt that went for negative 1 yard. KU, on the other hand, was able to get the victory 28-21 as they got their first win in Ames against Iowa State for the first time since 2008. Starting quarterback Jalen Daniels did not make the trip with the team, so Jason Bean played with 287 yards through the air with a touchdown, while Lance Arnold led the team in receiving yards with just three catches, 112 yards, along with a touchdown. Lawrence native Devin Neal had 21 carries for 57 yards and two touchdowns. Mid-America Sports Network.
Friday Night Football postseason play. In our broadcast feature, Frankfort took Canton Galva 66-28. Hanover beat Lebo 30-14. Frankfort at Hanover. The two TVL teams rematch Friday in the sectionals. Axtell remains undefeated over Hutch Central Christian 52-6 and will host Osborne in the sectionals Friday. Osborne over Rural Vista 60-6. Valley Heights beat Sedgwick 52-40, advancing to host Medicine Lodge Friday. Medicine Lodge over Hutch Trinity Catholic. Centralia's season comes to an end. They lost to Jeff County North 16-0. Clay Center victorious over Heston 47-6 to advance. Andover Central took Abilene 28-21.
Beware of the fog. The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
A big time thundering slam!
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
In our house, every man is a Wildcat.
Bang! He got it! What a shot!
Join head coach Jerome Tang every game for the excitement that is Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
There's the lock. Oh, my goodness! A step over his head! Three-point try again. That was swift!
Your front row seat to every game is right here.
Scores and an and one!
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
On Classic Country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
College basketball tips off Monday. Kansas pregame at 6:30. Kansas State pregame at 8. Live on KNDY.
Many of us are busy adding spring flowering bulbs to the garden. Reduce the risk of damaging these bulbs by marking their location at planting. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plant tags are always an option, but often considered unsightly. So some gardeners use colorful long-stem golf tees to mark their bulb plantings. Coordinate the color of the tee with the bulb color or mark the tip with a number that matches the list of bulbs planted. Sections of dowel rods can also be used. Cut them into 3 or 4 inch sections to create a sturdy marker. Paint the tip so it can easily be spotted in the ground. Place the dowel rod in the middle of the cluster of bulbs with the top just slightly above the soil surface. Consider using the paint color to identify the color of the bulbs you are planting. This makes it easy to create attractive combinations when planting more bulbs in the future. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's one of the oldest and largest cities on the Mississippi River. And although some may have heard of names like Laclede and Choteau, why did they choose this spot for a town? And why did it become the city it is today? The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by my friends and Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance. But after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected.
That's why I partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked. And that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
St. Louis was founded in 1764 as a fur trading post, and although that sounds like it was early in the history of European settlement, Bob Moore says another Mississippi town beat it by a long ways.
Actually, Cahokia was the first permanent European settlement along the Mississippi River that was established in 1699.
Frenchmen Laclede and Choteau platted and established the town of St. Louis. The town grew quickly from the fur trade. It also helped that the British had just gained control of the land east of the Mississippi River when they won the French and Indian War.
French-speaking residents on the eastern bank were thinking, oh, the British are coming in, and that's bad because they're Protestants, we're Catholic, they don't speak our language, they don't know our customs.
Many French residents already living along the river quickly decided life on the west bank would be much better.
We know that people, for instance, in Cahokia even took window glass out of their houses and hardware and everything, and they just came over here, built a new house, and installed the amenities that they'd had on the other side of the river.
Although St. Louis was far from the epicenter of the American Revolution, George Rogers Clark captured many cities from the British on the east bank of the Mississippi River.
Clark himself came here to St. Louis to talk with the lieutenant governor, and the Spanish were providing covert aid to Clark. Then the British said, well, you know, if we can take over St. Louis, we could stop that aid, and we could easily gain control of the west bank of the Mississippi River.
The British and their Indian allies attacked St. Louis in 1780, but the town militia drove them back. We'll have more of the story of the young town that grew to a mighty city as we travel the countryside in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property auction for Dennis and Ruth Kroc Saturday, November 11th, 10 a.m., a half mile north of the U.S. 3677 West Junction at Marysville. Appliances include a washer and dryer, French door refrigerator with bottom double freezer and water dispenser, flat top range 2 years old, older refrigerator, antique furniture including an oak buffet with mirror, knee-hole desk with chair and matching chest of drawers, oak five-drawer dresser, a parlor stove. Modern furniture includes curio cabinets, divan and matching love seat, dinette set. They'll sell collectibles, plus a tractor, riding lawnmowers, truck, log splitter, and tools sell at noon, and include a Ford 1210 diesel with cab, 4-foot blade, 42-inch tiller, white riding lawnmower, Poland Pro riding lawnmower, Briggs & Stratton 5,000-watt portable generator, Blue Ox bumper hitch and stabilizer, heat source outdoor wood-burning boiler, and other miscellaneous. This personal property auction for Dennis and Ruth Kroc, Saturday, November 11th, 10 a.m., half mile north of the U.S. 3677 junction west of Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Got mice? Get a barn owl. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Consider yourself lucky if a barn owl is roosting nearby. You'll have the best rodent control in the neighborhood as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Been linked with superstition and folklore. Barn owls are probably the reason why. They only hunt at night and have heart-shaped, ghostly white faces. Their eerie, raspy calls are nothing like the familiar hoots of their cousins. Barn owls like empty buildings, hollow trees, and open areas such as fields, grasslands, and marshes. Jenna Neese is an Ag and Natural Resources Extension educator at Purdue University. She says when a barn owl sets up housekeeping, rodents and other small varmints don't stand a chance.
They like small mammals such as mice and muskrats, rats, shrews, and voles. Occasionally they'll eat lizards, other small amphibians, and then some birds. But it's estimated that over a 10-year period, one barn owl could eat up to 11,000 mice. And 10 years is about the average lifespan for a barn owl, if they're able to survive.
Barn owls have razor-sharp vision and hearing. They fly silently over open habitats, looking for their next meal, and use sound to locate their prey. The shape of their face helps to funnel sound into their unusual ears.
Their ears are actually located under their feathers on the side of their face, but unlike humans, where our ears are equal and opposite of each other, one of their ear holes are actually slightly higher on their head than the other. By having the ear holes at different heights, they're able to sense how far away a sound is, and it's allowed them to locate their prey easily, even when the prey is covered up by grass or other debris.
Barn owl numbers are declining due to habitat loss. You can help by hanging a nesting box in a barn or even high up in a large tree. Learn more about barn owls at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God.
Calling all veterans. Marysville Junior Senior High invites everyone to attend our Veterans Day program, Friday, November 10th at 10 a.m. in the new gym. If you are a veteran or will be bringing a veteran, please arrive by 9:40 a.m. Our students are excited to honor you by escorting you and introducing you during our program.
We encourage you to bring pictures, uniforms, and other memorabilia from your time in the service to share and reminisce. After the program, join us for a delicious breakfast and a chance to visit and share stories. We look forward to honoring you and your service to our country on Friday, November 10th.
The new chair of the United Soybean Board, today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Steer it for pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it, ensuring precise coverage across the field. Harvest it for simple unloading on the go. Manage it for 24/7 data access in real time. For every farm and field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. This is Megan Kaiser's seventh year on the United Soybean Board, and she was recently elected to chair the board.
Every year, it's easy for us farmers to focus on yield and production and current commodity prices. But what we're able to do at the board level is to kind of step back from that somewhat daily tactical view and say, what are ways that we can move the needle and really improve demand and really improve production in a very meaningful way?
Kaiser is a soil scientist, and she and her husband also farm near Carrollton, Missouri.
The whole world, it feels like, is really looking at how can we be more meaningful about the products that we use, what we consume while we're here on this planet. Soy is a great way to help everybody kind of continue to live in the ways that we have been, but in a more green manner.
Kaiser refers to the increasing pressure on ag producers to be more sustainable.
We as U.S. soy farmers are not only committed to sustainably producing our crop, but we're committed to being a sound ingredient in everybody else's sustainability story.
Kaiser returns tomorrow to talk about the United Soybean Board's successful efforts on behalf of growers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Hi, my name is Todd Fry, and I'm running for Marysville Mayor. Our community needs cooperation, communication, and continuous improvement that benefits all its members. I've served on the Marysville City Council for more than 12 years. My agenda is Marysville. We need leadership willing to listen to all voices and address concerns with common sense, fairness, and decency. Marysville has challenges ahead, and it's important that everyone be heard. Let's work together and succeed together. I would appreciate your vote on November 7th.
Paid for by Todd Fry for Marysville City Mayor.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the hog industry growing across the Mid-America region and here in the state of Kansas. Kansas State University's Research and Extension Office says they are working on ways to try and lower the amount of pigs and decrease the mortality rates. As Kansas State University students say that they are studying ways to incorporate some of the low acid binding ingredients into swine diets. As according to the university, they say Ethan Stoss, the graduate research assistant at K-State's Department of Animal Sciences and Industry, says that acid-binding ingredients are key to a concept known as acid-binding capacity, or ABC-4, which looks at the pH level of a pig's stomach before the animal's gastrointestinal tract matures. In a statement, they say, quote, ABC-4 is the amount of hydrochloric acid required to reach a stable pH of 4 for the ingredients or diet. And for swine, we utilize that pH of 4 because once the pig's stomach increases above that level of acidity, this is where the impaired nutrient utilization and health problems begin to occur. They go on to say that when the pig is weaned and switched from a liquid milk-based diet to a dry cereal-based diet, the amount of lactic acid is reduced, and weaning the pig's gastrointestinal tract is still developing, and its hydrochloric acid production in the stomach is limited until that gut fully matures. This can cause an elevated stomach pH, which can be associated with decreased protein digestion and opportunity for pathogenic organisms within the pig. They say all this information and research will be presented for the upcoming National Swine Day, as the 2023 Kansas State University Swine Day is scheduled for November 16th at the K-State campus in Manhattan. If you would like to attend, it is open to the public with registration fees at $25 a person. That's for pre-registration before the event, or $50 at the door. K-State students are able to attend the event free of charge. And you can find more online at asi.ksu.edu/swineday. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. Have you been told you've got too much negative equity in your trade to make a deal? Did you pay over MSRP and are now stuck with a huge loss? You're not alone. At Midwest Kia, we never price over sticker. Come to Midwest Kia's Great Thanksgiving Negative Equity Elimination Event. That's right, come see us at Midwest Kia, and if we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's negative equity elimination money. That's up to $10,000 more for your trade to help you get back into equity towards the purchase of any vehicle on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on November 30th, 2023. Need not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details. No.
There will be a land auction, 154 acres more or less, in Oquito Township, Marshall County, for the Alvin Hoppen family, selling Friday, November 10th, 10 a.m. at the Oquito City Hall. 154 acres more or less, 124 acres cropland, located from the Lone Elm Corner on U.S. 77 at Cherokee Road, 2 miles west to 7th Road, then three-quarter mile north on 7th, farms on the east side of the road about a mile and a half from the state line. 121 planted crop acres, mostly fenced grassland. There are a few waterways. Farms been in a corn and bean rotation along a good township road and has access to grain elevators by County Rock Road or Blacktop. This land auction for the Alvin Hoppen family, Friday, November 10th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Oquito City Hall. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Rob Olmsted or Tom Olmsted, Olmsted Real Estate, will be the auctioneer.
The best place to store your hay bales for the winter is inside, but not everyone has that option. Here's how to have minimal losses on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Here, producers have concerns about storing large round hay bales and how to reduce spoilage. Round bales usually suffer greater losses than smaller rectangular bales because they tend to stay outside and uncovered between baling and feeding. Carla Hernandez is a forage specialist at South Dakota State University. She says some spoilage is inevitable, but keeping your hay dry is a key component to saving your investment.
One of the critical points is cover them. I mean, wrapping around it and pack them very well and firmly. So if you wrap your hay bale, you have a pretty good and decent chance. If you're not, then you have the probability of having more dry matter losses.
Plastic wrap, tarps, or canvases can all be used to protect your hay. Bale placement is also very important for airflow. Place them in rows, end to end, with 3 feet between rows. Don't stack the bales unless they can be covered.
You get this big rain event, there's not enough separation. That will still anaerobic condition inside that bale, so there's not going to be enough air to breathe in, and that will cause mold. And you don't want that, because when you're trying to feed your animals with that hay, it will be a piece of junk, because the quality is going to go downhill.
Bales that sit directly on the ground can suffer significant spoilage. Elevate them with racks or pallets. If you're able to get a few under a roof, feed the outside bales first and then those that are inside. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for storing your hay this winter at agriculture.com.
There will be a land auction, 151 acres more or less, in Nemahal County, northwest of Seneca, selling for the Alfred and Darlene Rader Trust, Saturday, November 11th. From the west edge of Seneca, go 3 miles to State Highway 187, 4 miles south on 187 to 120th Road, then east a mile. Property begins on the northeast corner at 120th and H Roads. Property has approximately 140 acres tillable land, balanced in small creek and waterways, very good access with roads on two sides. There is a development potential as possible home sites, 5-acre tract in the southeast corner with home and buildings not included. This auction for the Rader Trust, Saturday, November 11th, 10 a.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Seneca. For inspection, contact Mike Kuckelman or Dale Wilhelm. Auction conducted by Seneca Realty.
Market information from the Mid-American Ag Network community. Hoosier moving through the Monday today. Market's closing in just a little bit. Pretty steady on the board. Corn's been pretty consistent. Wheat came up into the green after a slower start to the day. And the soybeans still seeing some decent rallies on the day. December corn right now is up 1.5 cents, sitting at 478 and three quarters. March corn up by 1.25 to 493 and a half a cent. In the wheat market, they've moved further up. December KC wheat's up 5.25 to 648 and three quarters. March KC wheat's up 5 pennies to 659 and three quarters of a cent. In the oats market, we are still slightly lower here. December oats are down 2.75 at 369 and a quarter, with the March oats down 3.25 at 387 and a half a cent. Over in the bean market, mostly higher numbers here as November soybeans are seeing their rally up 16.5 cents at 1344 even. January beans are up 15.5 at 1367 and a quarter. And the soybean meal for December down $5 to 473.10, with the January meal down 230 at 429.90. Soybean oil seeing a big rally today, as the December is up 236 to 51.72. January is up $2.01 at 51.21. In the canola market, November's off the board right now at 673.30. January is up $12.50 to 704.80. And the cotton market is slightly lower, with December cotton down 76 cents at 78.86. March cotton's down 47 cents at 81.65. Taking a look at your U.S. dollar index today, slightly higher numbers here. December index is up by 10 cents at 104.96. March index, not a lot of movement right now, at 104.48. We have the euro at 107 and the British pound at 123. The 30-year bonds for December down slightly at 112.22. 30-year bonds for March down a point at 112.20. And the 10-year notes are in the red slightly at 107.24. Stock market in the red now, 15 points at 34,045.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance.
maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
There will be a land auction for the Frederick Neatville Trust with two tracts in Marshall County, selling Friday, November 17th. Tract 1 is 124 acres, more or less, 109 acres cropland, located at the southwest corner of 8th and Harvest Road, a mile west of U.S. 77. Tract 2 is 151 acres, more or less, 127 acres cropland, also located near 8th and Harvest Roads. Both are excellent locations for farming, a residence, hunting, or investment. For inspection and details, contact Don, Steve, or Valerie with Prell Realty and Auction at Marysville. Sale bill and details online at PrellRealtyAuction.com. Sale Friday, November 17th, 2 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Governor's Conference on the Future of Water in Kansas is taking place in the middle of November in Manhattan, Kansas. Director of K-State's K-Care and KWRI, Susan Metzger, reviews the schedule for the conference as well as a few of the speakers and panel discussions that will be taking place at the event.
So it officially kicks off on the evening of November 14th with a social, and individuals can come and pre-register, pick up their name tags and packages. And then the conference is divided across 2 days. So on November 15th, that's when you'll really have the keynote speakers, large plenary sessions, and panel speakers. And then the next day, on that Thursday, is more of a research focused. And so you'll have breakout sessions throughout the morning. And then it always culminates with awarding the students for the best research posters.
Metzger discusses who the multiple keynote speakers will be at the event.
There are three keynote speakers, and so we'll have the director of the Arizona Department of Water Resources, and then we'll also have Peter Glick, who's with the Pacific Institute. Most recently, he's written a book about the three ages of water that track water from prehistoric time to the ways that we make use of water today and the ways that we intend to in the future. And then the third keynote speaker is the inaugural director of sustainability and impact from Earth Justice. So a great lineup of keynote speakers for that day.
There will also be numerous panel sessions taking place that cover a wide variety of water topics.
There are a couple of panel presentations, and those happen kind of in between the keynote speakers. Again, some great topics and voices to be heard during those breakout sessions or the panel presentations. So some of the topics are on indigenous voices. Another topic is water innovation systems and education. WISE is the acronym for that, and it's this great statewide program that highlights the role of technology and education in the ways that we make use of our water. And then the afternoon breakout panel sessions are on environmental justice, a really key initiative in the ways that water and the way that we make use of our water resources truly has takes into consideration everyone who equitably can make use of that resource. And then the final one being collaborating for state conservation funding. So with an additional surge of funds available from the federal government now coming through the state government, this is a great time to take advantage of cost share to implement practices to improve your water resources.
That was K-State's Susan Metzger previewing the Governor's Water Conference taking place November 15th through the 16th. To register for the event, go to kwo.ks.gov. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
One of America's original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.